This is number 6002. Derek Prince speaks on the subject, Deliverance and Demonology. Study number 2, entitled, How Jesus Dealt with Demons.
In the previous study in this series, I related how the Lord had led me personally into a ministry of dealing with evil spirits or demons, and many of the lessons that I'd learned personally from this ministry. At the close of that study, I pointed out 4 results which I could trace in my own life from becoming involved in this ministry. First of all, I proved afresh the accuracy and reliability of the scriptures. Secondly, I gained a new understanding of my own personal need of watchfulness and holiness. Thirdly, I gained a new understanding of the cross and of what Christ accomplished there. And fourthly, I have been able to help thousands of people whom previously I could not have helped. In this study, I want to take up the theme, How Jesus Dealt with Demons. Let me say first of all that I use the words demons or evil spirits interchangeably. In a later study, I propose to take some time to describe the nature of demons and how the various phrases are used, but I am for the time being just using them interchangeably. By way of introduction to this present study, I would like to read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, commencing at verse 21 and reading through verse 39. I'll read in the King James Version, but in the last verse I want to give you also Philip's translation. This first chapter of Mark really gives the opening of Jesus' public preaching ministry. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, or his teaching, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. Let me say first of all that the translation devils is unfortunate and should never have been used. The word should be demons. The word devil is used as a single title of Satan himself and is never correctly used of evil spirits. The correct phrases to use are evil spirits or demons. Now I'd like to read out the translation of Philip's of Mark 1:39, which you'll find there on your outline. This gripped me when I read it one day because it brought out certain points that I feel are so important. Philip's version of that verse, 39, is as follows. So he continued preaching in their synagogues and expelling evil spirits throughout the whole of Galilee. First of all, I like the word continued, which is a translation of the Greek continuous past tense and is correct in its significance. In other words, this was a normal part of the ministry of Jesus. It was not something that happened occasionally. It was not something exceptional. It was his normal practice throughout his public ministry. Secondly, we notice that his expelling evil spirits, expelling is the word which Philip's uses, and it's an excellent one, was directly associated with his preaching ministry. It was not separated in a corner, but it was part of the public ministry. Together with his preaching, he also regularly expelled or cast out evil spirits, and he regularly did this in the public place of worship, the synagogue. And he did it throughout the whole of Galilee. If you would take time to read that sentence two or three times, it would give you a very different picture of the ministry of Jesus from that which most Christians have. Everywhere he went into every public place of worship, he preached, and he regularly cast out evil spirits. Now I would like to point out some things that are of particular significance in considering the ministry of Jesus in relation to evil spirits. Let us notice, first of all, what is said there in Mark 1, 27 and 28. After this first incident with the man with the unclean spirit in the synagogue, it says, they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. I have said there in the outline, and I might just as well read what I've said, because I think it's as good as I can do it. The way that Jesus dealt with demons was the most original and striking feature of his whole ministry. He also performed miracles of healing, provision, control over the forces of nature, raising the dead, and so on. And we can all think of miracles of Jesus that came under these various headings. Miracles of healing, miracles of provision, such as the feeding of the 5,000, the 4,000, control over the forces of nature, as for instance when he quieted the storm, when he walked on the waters, and raising the dead. But all these miracles that I have listed had occurred previously in the ministry of Old Testament believers such as Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Elisha. Moses and Joshua controlled the elements in various different ways at different times. Elijah and Elisha both raised the dead, both healed the sick, and all these men, with the possible exception of Joshua, performed miracles of provision. So though this was very evident in the ministry of Jesus and outstanding and many times dramatic, it was not the most outstanding or the most dramatic feature of his ministry. The thing that he did, which had never been done before in the scriptural record, was the way he treated demons. His speaking to them and commanding them and causing them to obey him and leave people was what gripped the imagination of the people of his day instantly and caused his reputation to spread more rapidly than anything else that he did.